brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello, everyone. Hi. This is another sud segment where beer is good and cold and boys are good and old.
I'm... What?
A few of us.
36 is not that old.
Hey, I represent that.
You know, it depends. If you were a parakeet, you would be like pretty ancient.
That'd be pretty old, true.
Yeah. Of course, if you were a sea turtle, you would be like a baby.
Wow. I could also be like a baby and like a man baby.
That's true.
Why did I just out myself?
Like one of those fetish videos?
No. Where are we going?
No, stop.
I'm just talking about Drew's second job.
you keep the diapers in the garage.
Are you holding out on us, Drew?
Superstar. He's famous in East Germany.
The lotion on it again. Elf gets the hose again.
Okay. Right. I am good old gal Juliana with this band of misfits here, but my favorite misfits ever. Joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
I'm so happy to be here. I love y'all, and this is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun. Reverend Mark, hello. Hey,
happy new year, and so good to be around the table with great friends and great beer. Probably
a few sinners here for you to preach to.
The sinners and the saints all together.
Speaking of, good old boy Drew, how are you?
Feeling rather saintly. Thank you.
Yes, I see that halo.
Indeed.
It's newly shined, isn't it?
Very, very much so.
Good old boy Dave, hi.
I am the gangster of love. I am the Lothario of farts.
Something.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, today we are going to do a brewery takeover.
Are we?
We are.
Are we?
We are.
Are we?
But we are. Yes. When? And it is Other Half Brewing Company.
Where's the other half?
Brooklyn, New York.
If they're the other half, where's the
half? The half.
Yeah.
The half? First half?
Think about it.
Might be in Chicago, might be in California, might be in Nashville.
Half, left half, right half? What kind of halves are we talking
about? Yeah.
Hoppy halves?
The third half?
Whoa.
That's like Matrix level.
True.
I was thinking more like Jean-Paul Sartre, you know, maybe some...
Well, you are a cultured person.
Yeah, that's what it is. Cultured like bacteria.
No exit out of that one.
Yeah.
All right. Good boy, Dave.
Yes.
Why don't you hit us with some knowledge on the Other Half Brewing Company?
In 2014, Sam Richardson, Matt Monahan, and Andrew Berman founded Other Half Brewing Company, a local brewery in New York City with a simple mission. Confuse people with their name. to create beers that they wanted to drink from a company that they wanted to be a part of. Their vision was to build a passionate team that brewed great beers in the state of New York.
This is the worst marketing speak I've ever read. I'm sorry, Other Half.
And they're ending sentences with prepositions.
This is really bad.
Wow. The critiques have already begun.
Hopefully the beer is better than the writing.
With effort and thoughtfulness to represent the other half of the industry. Today, the Other Half team crafts beer in their Brooklyn brewery.
But what about the first half of the team?
Making beer over here. They're dedicated to collaborating with breweries both in New York as well as across the world, all the way down to Nashville, Tennessee, in an effort to constantly move the industry forward while elevating the craft. The other half team believes that local breweries play an important part or role in their communities, which is why they partner with these other like-minded brewers and brands.
I fell asleep local, 5 minutes ago.
local things across the thing and the world, but always return to their home state of New York. Yeah, yes, blardy, basically, blardy, wow. We know you're from Brooklyn, New York. You've said it like 75 friggin' times.
When Dave got bored halfway through reading that, I could tell. Yeah.
Well, it's just a lot of like,
it's a lot of words.
We want to push things forward and do it better. And
they're going to circle back and we're from, you know, change the paradigm and have a good synergy.
You know what? If their beers are good, all this goes away.
Yeah. This is true.
Right.
This is true.
So,
okay. Well,
someone who works in marketing, thanks. I know bad marketing.
Thanks a lot. I'm really excited about this.
I am excited too.
Oh yeah.
I am.
They make good beers.
They do. And what's interesting, okay, so you know that I'm like the website-y girl? Person.
Oh,
and yes. I'm the girl. What I like though about
other than
she's girl. The lady. What?
What I like about other boy. Half
bearded lady
is that they not only have, you know, they're in Brooklyn, but yeah. they also
are they
have
in Brooklyn? Because I didn't read that here. Oh wait, yeah, I did 7 times. Sorry.
Okay, jerk. They are also in Washington D.C. They're also in the Finger Lakes and in Rockefeller Center, which I think is really kind of cool. And then they also do pop ups in various parts of New York, including Buffalo.
I love Buffalo.
I know. Isn't that cool?
I like Buffalo much better than I like
cattle.
Other
Manhattan half. Yeah, the other half of the state.
I have a soft spot for Buffalo.
I home of Sponge Candy.
I love Buffalo.
Yes.
What Sales a great Mafia. Place to drink beer and eat wings.
Shout out to Sponge Candy.
It's good. I don't want to know.
It's a thing. No, it's a
candy?
Thing.
If
it's
you've
a thing.
Never had Sponge Candy, it's you've like never Seinfeld really episode. Been to Buffalo. So
it's a thing.
With the lane.
It's a thing.
Oh no, that's Sponge Worthy. Sorry.
Yes. Okay.
SpongeBob.
So, thank you, good old boy Dave, for starting us off.
I don't
off.
Think I really contributed.
Yeah. Okay. Good old boy Kendall, please help us. Reel us back in, and please give us today's lineup, which I'm excited about.
The other half brewing company beers we'll be tasting today are Max Air, an 8% Imperial IPA, Mylar Dust, an 8.5% Imperial IPA, Cabbage, a 7.9% double dry hopped, guess what? Imperial IPA.
I'm sensing a theme.
The Double Nelson Daydream, 8.5% double dry hopped, Imperial Oat Cream IPA.
Oh my gosh. My.
Vapor Rings, an 8.4% double dry hopped, Imperial Oat Cream IPA, and possibly a mystery bonus beer to round us out.
Ooh.
I remember when I was a kid in my parents would take me to town, you know, because we live in the country. And if I was really good, they would take all us kids out to get a nice oat cream.
I was thinking a fresh bag of Mylar dust.
I thought if you were good, they brought you back home.
Was he the little piggy that went to market?
I was the one that, if they brought you back home, it was only to do chores in the yard. Yeah.
Okay.
More hands,
Mommy, can
work.
I have a vanilla oat cream?
How do you cream an oat?
Cream a wheat. If you can cream a wheat, you can cream a oat.
Somewhere Rip Torn is smiling down on us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you, Kendall. That was awesome. Reverend Mark, do you mind giving us the suds ratings
in your best Brooklyn accent?
I don't know about Brooklyn. I'm from you know where. No, I won't insult.
Where?
Yeah.
Where? Nowhere. I want to know.
I'm aiming for the Midwest here, folks. All right. We will be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are how the ratings go. Number 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief. Number four, a body should really not make that sound. And number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Thank you. Very, very much.
Good to get that out.
I know, right?
Better out than in.
Ooh. Okay.
That's what she said.
Let's get to the beers. Now, first of all, a little shout out to my friend Maddie B, because he was able to bring these to us very fresh.
Shout out, Maddie B.
From New York. But also, granted, we have a lot of hazy looking things in front of us today.
Are you talking about Mark?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about...
That's no way to talk about the...
Beer. I'm talking about...
More mature among us.
I'd be purple haze. Thank you very much.
All in your eyes.
But what I was getting at is, just because we happen to have a nice amount of hazy type of imperial IPAs in front of the table today. Yes, and they are rather hazy.
I mean... This is the first time we've had a flight of six beers where they all look the same.
Right.
How do you keep them all straight?
Like, and they do. But other half is also...
Oh, yeah.
They also brew a variety of things, and they make some really nice Kolsches, mm-hmm. and they...
Hazy lagers, hazy stouts, hazy...
Hellas.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a lager.
Hazy odd brune.
Hazy quadrupel.
Yeah.
They make a lot of different beer styles.
Hazy NA.
Hazy barley wine.
We will get into this hazy craziness here from Other Half in just a minute.
Hazy brewed IPA.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is going to be...
How to cream an oat.
Sounds painful. That's all
how
I know.
How to cream an oat. Sure. No. Actually, today's episode is a brewery takeover of Other Half in Brooklyn, New York. Yay.
Yay, everyone. Yes.
So the first beer that we're going to talk about is Max Air. It's an 8% Imperial IPA. They went big with Citra, Vic's Secret, and Simcoe for this heavily oated and weeded Imperial IPA. Soft like landing in a snowbank, and how appropriate for maybe the weather in the coming days.
Yeah.
This is pretty tasty.
Kind of like
it's super soft. I didn't want to like it.
It's very minty too. It almost reminded me of opening a jar of Vic's Vapor Rub. But you mentioned this.
Quite the endorsement from Reverend Mark.
Go back to sleep, Grandpa.
We used to tie an onion around our waist, as was the practice at the time.
We used to put it into jock straps.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. It is super, super soft.
It is.
I mean, it's
It's a hazy double IPA.
Round yeah. is like the first thing that jumps into my mind. Okay. Just the mouthfeel. It's very viscous.
It's not too sweet, though.
No, it's not. And I appreciate I wish that.
If it had a touch more bitterness, I would really like it.
Yeah.
But too many hazies are just too sweet, too juicy for me. I want a little bitterness even in my hazies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, especially for an Imperial, because they tilt in the sweet direction anyway.
And, yep.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Really? See, I'm liking it because I'm getting a little bit of a bitter ending to it.
I didn't necessarily say I didn't. Finish. I don't. I mean, I like it.
It's attenuated, just, so it's not warty. Hey,
Kendall wants it a little more bitter on the back end, so it just finishes, right? Is that what you're...
Yeah. 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 I do like it, though. I think it would be as sweet as it is to me. It'd be hard to drink a whole 16-ounce, but...
Agreed.
Okay.
But I'd split one with someone.
I'd do like an 8-ounce pour of this.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd feel pretty good about it.
That's how I feel about a lot of hazies lately, though.
Especially at 8%. I think that makes sense. Yep. So you get a 16-ounce can, you split it with a friend.
Because you're going to get full... quick on this thing too.
Sure.
It's one thing I like about a lot of the IPA breweries that I have visited is that the half pour is kind of a thing. Not the flight pour, the taster, but the half pour.
Okay.
Not bad though.
It's nice. It's very smooth. And yes, it's like it's pillowy soft. And it's interesting how that's become a descriptive word when it comes to beer. You know, in this day and age.
Especially like when the mouthfeel becomes a bigger point than the flavor or aroma.
Okay.
It's like, you know, well, there's fruit, but man, does that mouthfeel soft.
Yeah. We said that this is, you know, these all look the same and they do very much look the same. I will say this one does appear the most like golden yellow straw color. The rest of them all have more of like an orange or brown tint.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
What hops, whatever that's worth.
What hops were in this?
This is Citra, Vic Secret, and Simcoe. And I'm assuming that it's, you know, that Simcoe that kind of like reins it back in, you know, from being like overly fruity.
I just wish it had more Simcoe.
Okay. Okay.
Just to bump up that bitterness. But I do get the Citra, little kind of grapefruit kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm digging this. It's Secret. Good. It doesn't necessarily taste 8% to me, though, either.
No.
You know,
I could see it being there, though. The viscosity, there's definitely some alcohol to it.
I kind of get it, yeah.
It's so hard with the way the mouthfeel and everything is to even get it in context.
Is that alcohol? Is that oat cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate the Max Air from Other Half a 4.
Nice. Was it Max Air? Was that
Sneaker?
I was thinking it was like Air one Max. Of those detective shows, like in the '90s, like Max Air,
Max Power, Max.
Sorry,
wasn't that Nike?
Max cannot, Factor.
They can't all be winners.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Revlon.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about Mylar Dust. This is 8.5% ABV Imperial IPA. They took their beloved Mylar bags and swapped out the T90 hop pellets for cryo pellets. It's hopped with Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic Cryo, and then Eldorado and Galaxy T90s. Still waiting for the Galaxy Cryo to exist, but they're hoping it'll happen soon. While Mylar bags has big, deep, dank fruity notes on a full palate, this version is bright and punchy and a little less green.
I remember one time when I was in college, me and some guys got a hold of some Mylar dust.
So this seriously sounds
lost a whole weekend.
It sounds like an occupational hazard. That was the first thing that I thought when I read the title. I was like, this sounds like something OSHA is going to be inspecting.
Class action lawsuit for people who inhaled Mylar dust.
I like this one better than the one we just had.
I do
less
too.
Sweet, a little more bitterness. This is what I want in a big double hazy.
And it's still juicy.
It's like, really good.
Yeah, this is actually a really
this
nice
is a
beer.
Really good beer. This is drinkable. I put away a pint of this.
And this is even a little bit higher ABV.
I know.
I mean, not by much, but still a little bit higher.
Less sweet, a little more perceived bitterness. It's easier drinking.
It's more in balance all the way through. Right. So five everything's kind of playing hops. Together.
Five.
And I usually don't like that. Like, I'll be honest, like hop cocktails are usually not my deal. Like
this works though.
Pick one or two and go with it. But you're absolutely right. This actually, everybody's playing together instead of trying to fight for their own little piece.
Not moving from Mosaic to Citra to, okay, there's that. There's like, no, it's a symphony. It's working. It's not a cacophony. But
if you look at some of these hops, so these are some classic bittering hops too. So,
it can depend on how they use them.
Yeah. True. If they're throwing,
when, where, how,
you know, Amarillo and Galaxy in early in the boil, early you're going to get a hops. Lot more.
Yeah.
A bitterness. 100%.
Okay. Well, this was something I wanted to discuss is the T90 hops. Like, I know this is like a new generation of hops. So T90 hop pellets are produced from kiln-dried whole leaf hop cones, which have then been hammer milled into a uniform powder and pressed through a pellet die. The leaf hops vary in oil and vegetative content. So this is even like a more, I guess, concentrated, refined amount of
hops.
They're just
pounding hops in a column.
So basically they powder them, spin them around, shove them into a mold, and bang the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
through tiny holes.
And I don't know if Yakima Chief has like the name for it, if you will. But T90 hop pellets come from Yakima Chief hops.
I always thought, I'm not totally sure about this, that 90 was a percentage. It was 90% of the hop matter gets put into the hop pellet as opposed to the 45, which you're getting, I think, less hop matter and more of just the vegetal part of the hop.
Like whole cluster versus.
Yeah, it's been a while since I read up on this, but it does signify like a little more of like the hop matter in the actual pellet.
It's really interesting. The crystals.
Like the stems and the, you know, and whatnot, as opposed to just the leaf.
And it's weird because it's like when you're talking about pot. Okay, let's just say this.
Well, very similar plants.
Like they're cousins. So, you know, it's stems versus the buds, you know, so you're getting more of the bud and less of the stem.
The reason I mentioned whole cluster is because in the wine world, you know, when you're pressing individual grapes versus the whole cluster of grapes where you get the stems and everything else, to say that the flavors are very different.
Sure. And because you get, you know, how much foot flavor do you get, you know, and
it's something to do with the amount they were able to squeeze in the pellet between a 45 and a 90. And I'm not totally sure the details, but yeah, there's something going on about you're definitely getting more, but there's also something about the 45s can have more alpha acids in them too. So I need to go do some reading because it's been a while.
I have to imagine how they kiln dry it too has to have an impact.
Gentle too,
you know,
otherwise you would think it would.
How are you not like breaking down those volumes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Drying is amazing that they're able to dry out these hops, yet keep most of the flavor.
They wouldn't volatilize.
It is fascinating how they do it.
Yeah. I mean, just a few percentages of a percent, like a tenth of a percent out with temperature, you're going to screw it up.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of like making beef jerky? Like you have to keep it at a low temperature to, you know, so you don't. I don't know. I just thought of that.
Well, they're saying that the production processes are designed to protect and preserve the hop resins by continually monitoring the temperature and cooling of the pellets.
See, that's great marketing copy.
Yeah.
See, that's utilitarian.
That's how you market.
I know.
So basically, they have a couple guys over here heating them up. Then they have a couple guys over here who are like
fanning it.
Yeah, you know, kind of keep it from getting too hot.
Or if you do it like in a nitrogen filled, you know, environment.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, let's some get nitrous? Into the Mylar dust now that we know a little bit about it.
This is a good one. I liked this a lot. This is a really solid beer.
I would give it this.
Yeah.
We are going to rate the Mylar dust from Other Half a 5. And yes, this is sneaky because it's so juicy and it's so, I hate to say it, but fresh, really fresh tasting that I wouldn't think that it's 8.5% ABV.
It starts the way you want it and it ends the way you want
it. Right. Yeah, this is classy. But, you know, the thing about Other Half, which has always interested me, is the technology of their hops and what they're using. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't your grandfather's version of...
Tell my River Mark.
Amarillo.
No, but like, seriously, there's technology that is enhanced.
Yeah.
The hop flavoring. this.
Yeah.
You're saying that it's the hops are getting stronger, more
robust.
More robust and flavorful over the years and more intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting out of hand.
Concentrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. Once they come out with those hop edibles.
Madness.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, let's talk about some cabbage. So Other Half has been known for beers with the word cabbage as well as beers with the word broccoli.
Is there cabbage in the beer?
Yes. No. Oh, no. No, there's not.
But I've always been fascinated by the fact that... It is an
interesting beer name.
Right. That the cabbages and the broccolis have always been these sought after type of beer styles from Other Half.
And sometimes you can combine all your vegetables, and we have a local brewery doing mixed greens.
Yeah. Right?
I thought you were talking about V8.
Okay, so cabbage is a 7.9% double dry hopped Imperial IPA, hopped with Victoria's Secret, Matuka, Mosaic, and Simcoe. Mosaic.
Drew's favorite hop is Mosaic. As everyone knows.
It can work with other things. I liked the Mylar dust. It was in there along with the entire other palette.
Yeah, it's a good beer. I don't know. I would say it's better than the two we've had so far, but it's
I think it's beer. Better than the first one and maybe not as great as the second one.
Well, I mean, it is the first one. Just swap the Motueka and the Citra. I mean,
it's better than the Max Air. There's a little less sweetness, a little more bitterness, which to me is what it all comes down to.
A little bit more balance. Yeah.
Don't like
it
sweet
beers. It finishes better than Max Air.
Definitely.
But I don't get the double dry hop in this. I mean, I get it in terms of what
it says.
Is
it because of the hops? They softer?
It's just not.
Well, I wonder too, we've had these for a couple weeks. So full disclosure. So
were they refrigerated?
Yes.
They were.
They've been cold the whole time. But everybody talks about double dry hopping and there's a subtle art to dry hopping that depending on how you do it, you're either wasting hops or you're really maximizing things.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure these guys are good at it, but
have you ever been to their tasting room? They have 2 pages worth of beer offerings. They have this dialed down to a science.
I'm sure they're good at it, but I guess what I'm saying is there's a lot to dry hopping that it falls away quickly.
It does.
And depending on
diminishing returns.
Yeah. And like you said, depending on the hops too, it's not going to stay there forever. You're going to get the max benefit of that for a certain amount of time, then it's going to fall away.
All right.
Okay. But that's fair. Still really that's fair. Weird to me. But I like the complexity of flavors that we're getting from these beers so far. You know what I mean? And then also the smoothness of it. There's whatever that is that they're doing, it's dialed in. It's a little, it's modern. In the grand scheme of things.
It may be sort of a one-trick pony, but it's a very good trick.
Well,
executed.
It's a pretty middle-of-the-road, well-made, hazy IPA. And it's good. It's drinkable, but I wouldn't go seeking it out. But it's a good, solid beer.
Well, and there's a very close parallel between this brewery and a local brewery that we all know that does a lot of IPAs mixing up the hops, but it's the same formula.
Yeah.
Sure. We just have a more local collaborations
before?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe they have. Mm-hmm. And that would, and that would make sense to me.
Oh, anyways. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the cabbage from Other Half Brewing Company a 4. Okay. Let's do something different now. Let's talk about the double Nelson Daydream, which is 8.5% ABV. And okay, this is interesting too, that you know, besides the one that we just tried that was 7.9%, everything else is either 8 or 8.5% ABV. Like that's where they're living in the grand scheme of things for today. This is a double dry hopped Imperial Oat Cream IPA.
What the heck is an oat cream?
So, seriously. Imperial Oat Cream IPA with hand-selected Nelson Sauvin hops and a huge amount of oats and a hint of lactose.
A hint. They're just hinting at the lactose.
They're just hinting at the gastrointestinal distress that they're going to give over half of America who's lactose intolerant. Okay. Stop it already.
So, okay. In the grand scheme of things, does this look really much different?
Don't haze me, bro.
Than the others.
It is super opaque.
Right.
It looks like a glass of orange juice.
Sure. Sure. Like pulpy OJ.
Pulpy thing.
And yeah. With Metamucil in it.
So let me ask you guys this. The mouthfeel on this one, is it a lot creamier to you than the last three beers?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I can't get past the fact that it smells like burnt.
But let me,
something.
But if you didn't have this, like was the mouthfeel on the last three beers pretty smooth and creamy and nice?
It was super soft and creamy, but this is even creamier. I can tell the lactose is in there.
Well,
I also can tell they didn't overdo it.
Yeah.
I wanted to hate this beer, and I kind of like it.
What did they overdo it with, though?
I do, too. I know, and I get you.
Well, so here's the thing, is when they overdo it with lactose, there's a vanilla flavor.
Right. There is, and there's this super slickness on the tongue.
Which is not
exactly
right. No, but it's not there.
Yeah, but they're saying it's a hint. Yeah. So that's exactly what it is.
This is pretty well done.
So heavy oat, light lactose?
Probably, yeah.
I'm kind of digging this.
Yeah.
I love Nelson Sauvin.
Yeah.
So
there's definitely the aroma is distinctly Nelson Sauvin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. And
I didn't realize it was that burnt.
I'm kind of impressed that they're using Nelson Sauvin kind of with this. You know what I mean? This.
Yeah, the more I drink it, the more I like it.
I could drink two pints of this as long as I'm calling Uber.
I couldn't drink a full pint of this. This is another one I would want to share because this big, heavy feel, I would want.
It's
I can't
got
drink
that
a lot.
Sweet finish. You know, it goes back to the sweet finish for me.
But this is nice.
It's a nice
pretty
beer.
Good.
Yeah.
I still want to make fun of oat cream.
Well, we'll definitely going to always cream. Make fun of oat cream.
We'll be back in just a minute with more oat cream and other half. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're getting a little hazy.
Getting a little hazy and crazy.
And Odie.
Call me Daisy.
And we are talking about a brewery takeover from Other Half Brewing Company in Brooklyn, New York. So the beer that we've been talking and discussing and really kind of enjoying is the Double Nelson Daydream.
We're all fans of oat cream, by the
Speak
way.
Speak for yourself.
We're wrapping our heads around an Imperial Oat Cream IPA.
Say it! Say it!
Oat cream.
Kind of like it.
Creamy oat.
And I'm not a lactose fan.
Oaty creamy.
Yeah. Well, we are going to rate the Double Nelson Daydream from Other Half a 4.
Man, they're killing it.
I wonder how the single Nelson Daydream.
Or what about the half Nelson? Is that like Greco-Roman wrestling?
That'll pin you down. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I want to break away a little bit, talk about something that's kind of timely going on. We're all dealing with COVID right now. Like, I mean, no, I'm not saying we all have COVID right now.
We do now. Surprise.
I mean, we all made out right before the show. So if one of us had it, we all have it.
Excuse me.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Man, you shouldn't have done it. You should have said it before something.
That's how the oat gets creamed.
Yeah. Don't feel like you were pressured into it, Kendall. Well, anyways, so.
My God.
In China, how many of you guys have ever been on a blind date in China?
Not in China.
I was on a blind date once
when I, at the end of the night, I was speaking in Chinese.
I say, were you blind?
Yeah. I mean, anyone who's dated me has been on a blind date because I can't see worth crap. But anyways, so a woman in China went out on a blind date. Apparently in China, like women age more quickly than they do in other places because her family was trying to marry her off. And so they had set her up on several blind dates. And one of the guys wanted to show her he could cook. So she goes on a blind date and she goes to his house and he cooks her dinner. Apparently he was an okay cook. It was kind of bland.
Yeah. What was he cooking?
Yeah.
They don't have the exact dish.
Probably couldn't pronounce it anyway.
I'm guessing
Chinese food.
Yeah.
Was it chow mein? Was it cabbage?
Yeah. Ooh. That could have been cabbage.
Not a cabbage or no.
So while she was at his house having dinner, their particular city in China decided to have a COVID lockdown. So the police came around and shut everyone up inside their homes.
Is this like where they weld the apartment doors shut?
Pretty much. They're like, yeah, you're not getting out of here. So she was stuck in her blind date's house.
Wow.
For 4 days.
Oh my God, 4 days?
Yes. What a great dating service.
I was like, that sounds like a movie.
Have any of you guys ever been on like an awkward kind of like an awkward date
where
you get there and you're like, okay, and pretty early on into it, you're like, the vibe's not here.
Julie told me about your first date, so that makes sense.
I waited entry level fine dining for years.
What are the tells if you're a server and you're like, oh, this ain't gonna go well?
Well, I mean, first of all, you can always tell they don't know each other.
Yeah.
You know, I say if one of them arrives separately from one another, but it's the small talk, the if they hit it off, people either hit it off right away and are able to agree about, you know, what they're going to order, or it's just so awkward and painful.
Well, I've heard like horror stories where the guy tries to order for both of them.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
I do that for my wife occasionally because she asks me to, but I'm married to her. We've been together for 18 years. Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
But there's always the cell phone backup clause, so that the woman has the call. Oh, your mother just died. I gotta go.
It's from Letterkenny season 3, right there.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
Good old emergency call.
I've had female diners show up early to the date and give me the instruction to give them the emergency.
Yes.
So here's a couple of quotes from the story. So the lady said that other than the fact that he was as mute as a wooden mannequin, he was okay.
That sounds very harsh.
And then she said, I'm getting pretty old now. My family introduced me to 10 matches.
Wow.
But how old is she?
27.
Policy in China, at her age, there are so few women to men because they aborted a lot of ladies.
Right.
But I mean, think about she went to this guy's house planning on leaving. She had to stay there for 4 days. So, she didn't have a toothbrush,
had to use his
change of clothes.
Is there
anything?
Yeah. Did they what is there to eat other than what they made for dinner that apparently was bland?
Whatever that guy cooks, yeah. What you're
well,
having.
I mean, you know? Hopefully he has a refrigerator full of food or a pantry. I mean, but even besides that, like, what do you do with somebody that you're just getting to know?
Play Scrabble?
Do they do that?
To put a puzzle together?
Is there a Mandarin version of Scrabble?
Sure, there. I'm sure.
Well, 27,000 pictographs.
So the lady,
or do you hope that you brought your charger for your phone?
Oh, yeah, no. They only identified her by her last name Wang. I didn't make that up. Her name's Wang. Okay.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she basically said this pretty much affected me for life. So.
Wang.
Yeah.
But what do you do if you're stuck with somebody for 4 days?
For four days. Can't,
you know what I mean? That isn't like your wife or your, you know, like true girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Though,
like, would this actually be good? Because like if they were stuck together for 4 days and it worked out, you would know, like, this is my...
You would have moved through a lot of things by that point. Yeah.
4 days is beyond my imagination.
But I mean, did it work out?
Yeah. No.
Of course
not. It did.
No, it did not. But now they know. They don't have to go on a second date.
Okay. They both don't have COVID, though, right?
Well, I don't
know. As far as you know. Okay.
You think about it.
Were they locked down for no reason?
Jesus was only stuck in hell for 3 days. So 4 days, that's...
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, they wanted to make...
You're a bigger saint.
They wanted to make extra sure.
Was the temptation so great?
All right, let's have another beer.
Okay.
And we'll dedicate this beer to Wang.
Miss Wang.
So this one that we're going to talk about next is Vapor Rings. 8.4% double dry hopped Imperial Oat Cream IPA. This...
Again with the oat cream.
Ring is dosed with all the flavor of heavy citra.
Good.
Accompanied with Galaxy.
Good.
Nelson good. Sauvin.
Double good.
Pillowy.
Pillowy. Eh. Pillowy.
That
oats,
word again.
Raw wheat and lactose.
Wait.
Raw wheat as opposed to cooked wheat?
Yep. Or not malted wheat.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, so like which is, I guess,
so cooked. Raw wheat, a common ingredient in a lot of Belgian, especially like root beer. Unmalted wheat.
Right, really? Right. But not flaked wheat. Not flaked. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Hefeweizen's, they use that.
I think Hefeweizen's use malted wheat.
Do they?
Yes, okay. They do.
I knew because of the haziness. I didn't know.
But especially unmalted wheat.
No, but the haziness that you're getting from this may be slightly different.
Oat cream.
This is pleasant on the nose, though. This is really pleasant.
I like what the Nelson is doing to this beer.
Yeah.
And isn't that weird? Because Nelson Sauvin, like, tends to be, at least in my eyes, is more like in the...
Careful what you're saying, Drew.
Lemony?
You could trigger Drew.
No. Lemony, farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tending to, you know, like... Move in that direction like with Nelson
beers,
Sauvin.
Complex. A lot of funky beers.
No, like Funkworks. Yeah. I love what Funkworks does with Nelson Sauvin.
Like Brettanomyces and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, like ten years ago or so, Brooklyn had a beer with Nelson in it that was beautiful.
Yes. That was awesome, but it was so off the mark for them.
Yeah.
So I'm really enjoying the fact that Other Half is going like beyond what the normal... fresh hops would be, you know what I mean, or citrusy hops. This is really nice.
Well, they've had two beers
not
that
a bit of mosaic in it either.
And I don't get the lactose.
Rude.
Not much. You're sad.
I get a little bit, but just enough.
It's just
a touch. They're using it really well.
You don't have to have mosaic to make a good hazy IPA.
Nope.
But this is an argument for somebody that's like. Really fine-tuned on the... I mean, obviously, they're very techie with the hops that they're using, the type of hops that they're using. And to being able to deliver the amount of different beers...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In this Imperial IPA form. Like, that's hazy.
Well, then the control with the lactose is the big thing.
Exactly. It's good like, beer. I mean, honestly... Say what you will about, you know, Other Half being about this new generation of brewers that is, you know, kind of going a little bit extra in the grand scheme of things.
It's a good word.
this is nice.
That is very nice. Well balanced, good control.
Yep. Did you think when you looked at this flight of beers that all looked the same that there would be this much variation in taste?
I was hoping.
Hoping, yes. But did
there's
you
a lot
think?
Of variation, but there's a I lot of similarity too.
Agree.
Yeah, well,
on the same thread.
There are, but what I like about this, it's almost like being a home brewer and trying like a single hop IPA with different
isolation.
Hops, right? To see what's
one thing
like
at a time.
What works
like
and
a
what
split
doesn't.
Batch.
Exactly, wow. exactly. Like I feel like they're sort of doing this, but on an accelerated level.
Got like five pilot systems they're running next to each other, and so
But again, like I also feel like with the Nelson Sovin. They're going with something that may not be mainstream, but they're making it mainstream.
Or they're using it in a way that a lot of other people aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than our local that uses a lot of Nelson in similar ways.
Fair.
A lot of similarities there, too.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'm really digging it. Yes.
I dig it. Yeah.
And I don't get the ABV on this at all. I mean, it really.
Okay, snap. This is yeah. right.
so. It's totally.
This is another one that is really like it would sneak up on you.
Honestly, of all of them, this one is the most surprising to me. All the rest,
I don't get the ABV at all on this, so that's surprising in a nice way.
Of course, we could all just be lit by now. So
whatever.
No.
Okay, so Vapor Rings from Other Half. We're going to rate a 4.
Good job. It's been a pretty nice flight so far.
A very consistent flight. Okay, so this is going to be our bonus because we have a couple minutes.
Bonus beer.
Let's talk about this bonus beer, which is the Juice Collector. 8.2% double dry hopped Imperial IPA. The last of their series of labels with the talented folks at Morning Breath is hopped with a terpy mix of Citra Incognito, Chinook, Simcoe, Enigma, and Sabro Cryo. Soft, fruity, and dank.
Sounds like a bunch of 80s band names.
You definitely get that that's in Chinook. I mean, oh my gosh. What a great old school bitter hop out there.
I mean, this is taking me back.
Yeah.
Like aroma itself is just gorgeous.
If this did not have this soft mouthfeel, we could start maybe calling this a West Coast IPA.
Right, like a stony kind of.
Yeah, it's got that old school West Coast bitterness thing going on. And
green
like
flashy.
It's the most bitter of all the beers.
There's this interesting almost like lemon drop thing going on the front.
You still got some juiciness in there.
Right.
I'm digging this.
What a cool friggin' blend.
This is the most, seriously. Like full rounded flavor of all the beers so far.
See, of the hazy beers that I love are the ones that are bitter too. And it tracks back to the hazy beers I first started drinking were the ones from Alchemist. And they all have a solid bitterness
balance.
To them.
Yeah.
Balance. Yeah. Balance. That's the word.
And that's a key thing. And that's what I'm really enjoying about this is you're getting that like fresh citrus juiciness, but you're also getting that forest. Ness, at least to me,
you get the
that's
piney,
what I've, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Piney right. resin going on,
but it's such a good balance.
Yeah,
and I hate to say it, but like we're missing a bit of that,
absolutely.
In some hazy IPAs.
It's the West Coast always balanced out the super dank hops with a really nice malt backbone.
Yeah.
The milkshake stuff, the lactose just never provided the same kind of balance.
Yeah, it's too sweet,
different.
Yeah. Well, like every group tries to get as far away from the previous group as they possibly can. Like, so you have the West Coast IPAs. So then the New England IPAs try to get as far away from being clear with a nice bitter and caramel match. So it was hazy and juicy. And then you go to the Brut IPA. And then you go to the log or the cold IPA and all this other stuff. Everybody tries to get as far away. You should try to find the best of each thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Reverend Mark, what do you think about this?
To me, this is the best one I've had.
Yeah.
On the whole flight. It really is. The balance is there. The kind of juicy fruitiness is there, but it's not like hyped up.
Yeah.
You got that underlying malt in hops. So I love it. Glad we saved the best to last.
Yeah,
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's why it's the bonus.
Well, we are going to rate the Juice Collector from Other Half a 5.
Good flight. It's a very good flight. I wanted to hate it because they're so popular.
Well, they all looked like a bunch of hazy boys.
But this really, I mean, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Unless it's a dirty book.
Whatever.
Isn't that like what's in with shoes these days?
Okay. I think this was a really great flight and a really great kind of like taste test of, you know, for all these hazies, that there's different version of hazies that are out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is going to do it for us today and wrap up our Suds episode. Good old boy Kendall, thank you so much for being here today.
I love being here today. It was a great day.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Reverend Mark, thanks so much for being here.
It's so good to start out the year drinking good beer with good friends.
Good old boy Drew.
And then there was me. Thanks for having me.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, I'm glad we all got together and tried these beers.
I know, right?
Right. This is good stuff, man.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thank you so much for joining us. Keep on chugging, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.